Hello, thanks for listening. This is the Severely Deficient Autobiographical Memory Podcast, the easiest title to a podcast ever, the most explanatory title to a podcast that I've read. Not. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I should keep talking or if I should just shut up forever. Do you ever think that? I know you do. You're just like me. In a way, we're all very similar to each other. We talk to each other. We trade our stories. And we look for acceptance inside and outside. But it's an illusion to think that way. You have to accept everything, the inside and the outside, how you feel and what's happening around you. And you have to be able to say to yourself, you know, right now this might not be the best in my opinion, but our opinions can be changed. And if you're able to change your opinion about yourself, that is true power. Because then it doesn't matter what people say to you. They could tell you the worst thing you've ever heard. But as long as you can change your opinion about that thing you just heard with consistent, precise attention and care about your thoughts, to gaslight yourself, to create a light inside of your heart that guides your way. We have a flashlight. It's like a magic wand. It is your very mind. It's your ability to accept any circumstance and say, you know what? It looks twisted. This looks really twisted. But if I use my hands, and I use my muscles, and I use my brain, and I use my being, and I use my identity, and I use identity itself to bend something in your mind with care and attention not to break, you make it straight. And then you point it straight up to the sky. And something up there says, you know what? You know what? Do you know what? I am me. I am not I. I am me, and you are you. So let's share what we know, our comprehension about ourselves, so that we can find that acceptance. And here is a secret. If you accept another, despite their flaws, and they can have the greatest flaws in the world, if you still accept them for who they are, and have a kind of neutral respect, even for the worst of us, you will have a way to look inward that is very special. But it's about accepting others. Because by accepting the people you hate, you learn how to accept your own problems. You look at your own shadow and say, That's Peter Pan right there, trying to teach me. My darkest thoughts are just a reflection of my greatest thoughts. And you don't have to remember your whole life like I don't remember, right? I don't remember a lot. But you don't have to remember everything. You just have to know one thing. It's going to be okay. That is a song playing in your mind all the time. on a feedback loop, and it looks like a perfect circle, but it spirals. It's a perfect circular spiral, and it moves and it vibrates, but it's always a perfect circle if you let it be. You can distort it if you want. You can say you hate something, that's okay. But you have to have a neutral respect for even the thing you hate. That is a kind of acceptance that is good enough. It has to be good enough at least. 51%. Give back 51%. Take 49%. That's enough. We have to make it enough. We have to be able to say, I carry what I can hold. And I can hold regret very well. So I invite you to come on this podcast and talk to me about your regrets, and I will eat them up like Sunday dinner. You know why? Because I want to help you. Because by helping you, I teach myself how to be better. We grow together by sharing our knowledge, our understanding of reality with each other. Calmly, with candor, with reflection, but always with one idea. I am me, and you are you, but we can come to an agreement to see this world the same way.